Imagine how kind the world could be if each of us spent a small part of our day actively listening to someone else. In each episode of Active Listening, students from the University of St. Francis share conversation with older adults and discuss life lessons. The project's goal is simple: to bring people together through the kindness of listening. In this episode, student Kendra Seifring will interview James and Ruth. They discuss a large range of topics, including family memories and the ways in which technology transformed the workplace. The two have been married for 60 years and want to advise young couples not to give up on the rough patches.
So we'll start with an icebreaker. What does yours say?
Mine says, who is someone you really admire? Well, I guess I really admire my wife. She's my good caregiver, and my beautiful bride, and the lady of my love.
Oh. And your Uber driver.
And my Uber driver. Yes, indeed.
Okay, so do you guys want to tell us about how you met, your family?
We've known each other.
Yeah, we went through high school together. Her maiden name was Barr, B-A-R-R, and my name is Barbree, so it's B-A-R-B-R-E, so we were just like one or two people apart.
Oh.
Yeah, because there was a bond in there.
We never dated in high school, nothing. We didn't date until actually the end of our freshman year in college. And but we were members of the magical group in high school. And so we had
Coral Club.
Yeah, and we had a reunion at the end of our freshman year in college of all the high school people that had gone to, as part of that magical group. And that's how we actually got together and started dating them.
Where did you guys go to college?
He went to DePaul in Greencastle. I went to Ball State.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Neat.
He was majoring in music, but got out of that, went into X-ray. See, when you're freshman year, you don't really know what you want to do.
That's true.
How do you think you knew to change?
I dropped out of DePaul at the end of my freshman year.
Sophomore year.
Yeah,
you
sophomore.
You went one semester, I think, in sophomore.
And went back home because I really didn't know what I wanted to do at that point. So I went home and there were no jobs or anything available, and so I ended up getting a job as an orderly in the X-ray department at St. John's Hospital in Anderson. And I got to the point to where I enjoyed the X-ray department and the people and the patients and so on, and decided that I wanted to go into X-ray. So I did. We got married on the fifth day of September of 1959, and I started the X-ray school the next Tuesday.
Wow. So there was no honeymoon.
That much of a honeymoon, no.
So you also went to, Ball State for college.
I thought I wanted to be a teacher, but
okay.
Then I thought no. But then when we decided to get married, then I applied at Delco Ramey and Anderson, General Motors.
Oh, okay.
So I worked in the drafting department there.
Oh. What kind of work did you do there then?
I proofed and did the model, the first stages of the drawings of the cars, the generators and the stuff like that, and typed up stuff like about that. But then it went on to the next step then.
Neat. So whenever the technology advanced, how did you guys learn, or did it just kind of just practice and?
Well, we're still learning about computers.
That's right.
And we do not have a smartphone. We have a flip-top phone that we use occasionally.
When you get calls from someone like me, right?
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know my number. I always have to ask him what my number is.
Well, she doesn't call herself that often, so that's the reason.
I don't even use a cell phone that often.
Yeah.
But they say you need one. When I first started, we didn't use the computers at all. And the registrar says you need to turn it on first thing in the morning. and, you know, use it accordingly. Well, I'd turn it on in the morning, and then I'd turn it off at night. Mm-hmm. I hadn't used it, but I did what she said.
Turn it on.
But then it got so everything was on the computer. Everything. And we had records from the first graduating class, which was, I think, 29. And they came in one summer and scanned all the transcripts. Mm. And so then they were on computer.
So do you think it was more of a pain to...
Well, I ended up quitting that fall because he got sick and I had to be home.
Yeah.
So it was exactly 20 years because I started in September and I quit in September.
Okay. Were there struggles that you want to share about raising a family that you can think of?
No,
or good things?
I think we had it pretty. His job, he was on call all the time, day and night. So that limited his time at home. But when he was home, they clung to him.
Daddy's girls.
They were indeed.
And I'd probably go to the grocery by myself or something.
Yeah, get some time alone.
But we were very fortunate. We didn't really have any problems with them. Mm-hmm. They were old enough that they had their own interests, but they got along too. Mm-hmm. And they still do. They have their own thing. And anytime we'd go on a vacation, they'd have fun together. Mm-hmm. So we were very fortunate in that they did get along. 'Cause
made things easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you guys could go back to any age, what age would you be and why?
Well, I don't know that I'd want to go back.
I don't think I would either.
I don't want to lose my memories, and I wouldn't give up anything, but I don't think that I'd go back. Every age has its sparkle, and now it's kind of fun watching the kids go through that age.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we don't see the one in Zionsville very often, but...
Still contact
them. She's there. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's what those phones are for, right?
Right.
Well, they're busy. They are so busy. Because they're busy with their work, and she travels. Since this other company bought them, she travels more. Mm. And he goes sometimes if it's a fun place. If it's not a fun place, he won't go.
He doesn't go.
No. What? He didn't particularly want to go to Iowa with her.
Oh, Iowa.
Yeah. He didn't particularly want to go. But he did go to Florida with her.
He's seen enough corn and beans around here. He didn't have to go to Iowa to see more.
Yeah, it's not much different.
That's right. I don't really, I wouldn't want to go back to it, I don't think. But I liked when I went through it.
Yeah, it's good to look
at. I mean, I'm content with that.
Uh-huh.
It's the past is past. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of good memories, a lot of fun memories.
As long as our memory holds up, we'll be okay.
Right. And we're working on that. We work our puzzles.
Puzzles, yep.
We work our puzzles.
So do you remember, or what can you say is your favorite memory?
Oh, I don't know if I have a favorite one.
I don't know. I'd say probably the cruise to Hawaii was a highlight.
I don't know. The ranch was fun.
Yeah, no, but that was for a shorter period of time.
Well, yeah. You just like the cruise because you got catered to all the time. And you had all kinds of food to eat.
Food and drinks and, yeah.
And they dressed when we went. I mean, they wore long dresses and everything.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So they dressed for the evening meal.
Yeah.
I mean, to the point to where Ruthie and the girls would go down and get their hair done at the beauty shop and wear their long dresses and so on.
What life lesson would you give to anybody listening?
Hang in there.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Don't give up the first
Don't
argument.
Give up, that's for sure. Yeah, there's going to be rough patches, as there have been in every marriage, I think, about time or another. But it seems like today people just say, okay, and they get a divorce. They don't wait and try to work things out. It's just much easier to get divorced and go on. So then they'll go find another person and get married. And next thing you know, 2 or 3 months later, well, they're out the door again.
That's the advice your mom gave us, right?
Yeah, right.
Luckily, we didn't
pay that much attention to her.
No, just don't give up, for heaven's sakes. It's worth saving.
Yeah.
Working it out, no problem is that big.
Yeah, I like that. No problem is that big. That's a good one.
It can be worked.
Yeah.
One way or the other.
The end.
Jim took care of it.
Yeah, I just want to thank you guys for speaking with us today, and it was really nice to meet you.
Thank you.
What you just heard is part of the Active Listening series, put together as a collaboration between the University of St. Francis and WBOI. Additional conversations can be found online at WBOI.org or wherever WBOI podcasts are found. Faculty advisors for Active Listening are Miles Fulwider, Jane Martin, and Kristen Miller. This program was also made possible thanks to the support of Trina Bodeker from the USF Office for Service and Social Action. Our interviewers are Laura Jansen, Georgia Lieb, Caleb Meyer, Sean Rollins, Jennifer Schinkel, Sage Souter, Miranda Tyler, Kendra Seifring, and Doe Thong. USF Meta students are Nicholas Cardosa, Vaughn Gallagher, Joey Lamping, Ashley Price, Renee Robinson, Tyler Ross, and Jennifer Schinkel. Active Listening's creative director is Larissa Whitaker. Our music is by Noah Campodonico. And thank you for listening.